sometimes it is really hard for us to talk about ourselves and our products. Like, we feel like we do it till we're blue in the face. But why not take the opportunity to invite people that are loyal customers that love what we do and ask them to do the talking for us?
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
So we all know that everyone always talks about starting off the new year with a bang, with fresh content and fresh strategies. But have you ever thought about what it would look like if you intentionally use the last quarter of the year to experiment, to learn from experience, to try new strategies, to use that data to inform the decisions you're going to make as you enter into the new year? This is what I want to encourage you to do before 2023 ends, to use this time of the year to set up 2024 for success and to try new strategies to see if there are things that you want to bring into the new year. I have successfully been implementing each of these strategies into my own business, and I'm going to share how, and I can personally vouch for their effectiveness. Like, I am the person who is always out there experimenting, keeping an eye open for new marketing trends. These strategies are entirely free and don't really require any heavy lifting from you in order to implement them. So even if they don't work out for you, you have nothing to lose. So without further ado, let's dive on into five new marketing strategies that you have to try before 2023 ends. Are you ready? Let's do it. What if you could find, track, and close deals all in one place? And what if your schedule and your goals, your to-do list, and emails were organized in one tab instead of dozens? What if connecting with customers didn't leave you with so many what ifs? And what if I stopped talking in questions and just told you about HubSpot Sales Hub? Meet the new, powerful, and easy-to-use sales software designed to help sales teams prospect smarter, grow revenue faster, and mine deeper customer insights, all on one connected platform. With HubSpot Sales Hubs, your data, tools, and teams are fully linked on a highly customizable platform that's actually a joy to use. It's smart software for smart sales teams who want to close the year strong. Visit HubSpot.com/sales to learn more. That's HubSpot.com/sales. This episode is sponsored by Ritual, whose team of scientists and nutritional experts are dedicated to your daily health. Visit ritual.com/golddigger to get 30% off your first month of daily essentials. That's ritual.com/golddigger. Okay, so this first strategy is one that I am obsessed with. Literally anyone I speak to in business, I'm like, are you doing this yet? The strategy is chatbot strategy. So automation, specifically speaking on Facebook and Instagram. So get this, over the last 12 months, we have launched over 40 different chat funnels, collected almost 40,000 brand new email subscribers, and generated nearly $1 million in sales. And the best part is that 95% of these results came from free organic content, not paid ads, free organic content. So let me break this on down for you. I have an entire episode about this topic that I'll link to in the show description and show notes so that you can understand it more. But if you've been on my Instagram, if you don't follow me, head to Jenna Kutcher on Instagram. I have been posting things like comment the word course and I'll send you info on a training. Comment the word pin and I'll send you my Pinterest training. Comment this word and I'll send you that. And so basically what it is it's introducing automation onto a platform that you're already showing up on. And what's beautiful about how this works is that it is approved by Meta. So this is not some workaround. This is actually approved by Meta or Facebook. And what happens is then it keeps those people engaged in your DMs. So essentially, as soon as they type in that trigger word, you are in their DMs, delivering what you said, starting a conversation, asking questions, whatever that looks like. This has been the biggest game changer for me. I started it about a year ago, so fall of last year. And I will say that it is the number one marketing strategy that I have seen in over a decade that has been able to yield this level of organic results. And the cool thing is that it's just getting started. So what would this look like for you? So it's actually quite easy to set up. And I have someone that can teach you exactly how to do this. But let's think of different examples. So I've seen fashion influencers use this where they're posting their outfits and they're like, comment outfit and I'll send you a link to all the pieces I'm wearing. Or entrepreneurs sharing links to their freebies in order to grow their email list. And the cool thing here is that you can grow your email list without sending people to a landing page. So if you send people off of Instagram, the likelihood of them actually typing in their name and email is a small percentage, right? You can actually collect this information in the DMs where people already are and deliver the content in the DMs. So entrepreneurs sharing links to their freebies is a great way that we've grown our email list. You can do free webinars, trainings, bonuses, masterclass. You can do private content links. Let's say you drop a private podcast episode or a private YouTube video. If you have a Substack, there are so many different ways you can use this. The number one way I would say is if you're going to test this out before the year ends is take a freebie that you've already created or create a simple PDF or download, have a post. So you do a post on Instagram and you say comment, and then you choose the word, whatever the trigger word is, in order to get this download and use it to grow your email list. This has been just such an incredible thing. I've gotten so many of my friends and peers in the industry using this because I've just never seen the ability to take your organic audience, to serve them better, to meet them where they already are, and to collect valuable information like their email addresses and even to make sales. I mean, almost $1 million in sales from this one strategy alone. So if you want to learn how ChatFunnels can exponentially grow your business, message me. So head on to Instagram and you can kind of see how this works. Go on to Instagram. My handle is Jenna Kutcher. Type in the word chat, C-H-A-T. Send it to me in a DM. And when you message me, I will recommend a free handpicked resource from the team that is running all of my funnels so that you can start to learn and you can get a resource that will get you going on this. So again, just hop onto Instagram, find my account, Jenna Kutcher, DM me the word chat, and I'll show you exactly how we do this and connect you to the people that are doing it for me. But this has been the number one game changer. I want everyone to try it. And one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about it is because I have talked about this for years and years and years, but you do not own and you cannot control your Instagram followers and your Facebook fans. But when you use this strategy, you are able to very easily and in a frictionless way invite them off of the platform and onto a place where you have more control, like your email list. And so this is such a beautiful way to take these maybe more passive followers to serve them content that they weren't willing to click the link in your bio and then go to the landing page and then enter their information. This is a seamless experience for them. And it also helps boost your engagement because Instagram is seeing, oh, this person is DMing them. This must be important. They must like this content. All of a sudden, your content is in front of these people more. They're seeing that these accounts are going back and forth in the DMs. Again, it elevates with the algorithm. And so it's just so powerful. So again, just send me a DM on Instagram, the word chat. And if you want to learn more about the strategy, there's an entire episode linked up in the show notes for you that explains it beautifully. Okay, the next thing that I want for you to try before this year ends is to create consistency in a newsletter. So I have talked about how my email list is the number one way that I drive sales in my business, which is why I am so stoked that the chatbot strategy has gotten me nearly 40,000 brand new to me subscribers onto my list. If you do not have an email list yet, please do not fast go. Do not collect $200. Go to listbuildchallenge.com. That's listbuildchallenge.com. Sign up for my free 0 to 250 email list building mini course. It is 5 days of like 10 minutes of content. It will literally walk you through step by step on how to set up an email list free of charge. It can get you up and running. I handle all the tech. All the strategy, everything is in there. It's at listbuildchallenge.com. Tens of thousands of you have taken it. But I want for you to create consistency and create a rhythm in terms of creating a weekly email newsletter. So get this. In a study done by Databox, 33% of marketers are sending weekly emails and 26% send multiple emails per month. So if you do not have an email list yet, you need to get on it. Like you are kind of behind, but I can get you caught up to speed. There is something so incredibly powerful about growing your email list with new subscribers. And I love that. I think a lot of people are out there and they're focused on getting new subscribers. I think that's fantastic. But I also think that in order for you to get the true value out of your email list, you have to serve them consistently. I often think of the illustration of, like, imagine you invite people to Thanksgiving dinner. They're all sitting around the table. These are your email subscribers, okay? They're all sitting around the table waiting for you to serve them the feast. And you are out there running on the street inviting so-and-so and a stranger to come to the party because you're just focused on more people. It's like, serve the people that are already there, whether it is 5, 50, 500, 50,000, whatever that looks like. But if you serve the people that are already there, they are going to stay around. They're going to drive results. They're going to bring friends. I really want for you to get consistency in serving your email list so that as your list grows, because it will, you are already showing up and serving. 61% of consumers, according to campaignmonitor.com, want to see at least one email a week from brands that they follow. So sending out a weekly newsletter is what the majority of audiences want. A lot of people only email when they have something to sell. And so what I want for you to do is create a weekly email to stay in touch, to serve, to provide value, to encourage, to give out that content before you ever go to sell. When I teach this, I am talking about the jab, 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 right hook method that we all have heard, where it is like serve, 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 and then go to sell. And that's how you build up that trust, that reciprocity, that meaningful relationship that allows people to have confidence in their decisions when the sale comes into view. Now, we're sending a ton of emails a day as entrepreneurs, right? You are in your inbox writing back, sending 10, 20, 30, 50 emails a day. So what would it look like for you if you intentionally sat down and created 4 simple emails? What would that look like? You could create them once, serve many people, schedule them out. This could literally take you an hour or two per month to start consistently showing up for your email subscribers and to serve them well. You can literally set it and forget it. But I think that it is a powerful thing to think about how you can intentionally provide an experience through your email list that you cannot provide on social media because of things like the algorithm. So what would it look like if you intentionally sat down? One tip here that I love is that I highly encourage you to batch work this. So instead of every single week you write one email, I would sit down and crank out 4 emails for the month. It allows you to be more strategic, to kind of see the flow of the conversation, to be super mindful of, like, what came before this, what is coming after this. And it allows you to just get in that writing zone. So that is something that we love to do. We love to batch work. And that way too, when we review things or set them up to be scheduled out, we're able to see, like, okay, this is the rhythm this month. This is the theme this month. This is what we're talking about. This is what we talked about last week. This is what we're talking about this week. And so that is a level of encouragement that I want to offer you. Again, if you do not have an email list yet, go to listbuildchallenge.com. I will swoop in and save the day to get you started so that you can start growing it, but also so that you can start serving it. Do you like fast-paced and packed with value stories of successful entrepreneurs, from failures to aha moments to what's working for them today? If so, you will love Entrepreneurs on Fire, hosted by my friend John Lee Dumas. Entrepreneurs on Fire stokes inspiration and shares strategies to fire up your entrepreneurial journey and create the life you've always dreamed of. Their recent episodes about starting an RV rental business, the future of real estate, and how to cultivate a mindset of resilience have all got my wheels turning on how to generate more revenue and fulfillment. Listen to Entrepreneurs on Fire wherever you get your podcasts. Calling all of my expandable waistband lovers, if you are someone who struggles with feeling bloated, absolutely no shame. Ritual created Symbiotic Plus with us in mind. So Symbiotic Plus is this delayed release capsule designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract for delivery to your colon, which is just a fancy way of saying your probiotics are actually going to get to the ideal place where they can grow and thrive. It contains clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and even a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. They contain 2 of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains, which provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining and support a healthy gut barrier. I take this daily for digestive support and to reduce bloating.
Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate and not hide your insides. There is no more shame in your gut game. That's why Ritual is offering my listeners 30% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/golddigger to start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/golddigger. Okay. Number three is inspired by a conversation I was having with two incredible female leaders. You probably follow them. They have podcasts. You probably listen to them. And we were talking about this challenge of creating content for the internet. I don't know a ton of content creators who just like love being online. There are those people, they exist. But a lot of entrepreneurs love to do what they do and didn't necessarily sign up for, you know, having to create reels or dancing videos or show their faces on the internet. So this challenge for you, number three, is to share 1 minute from your life every day. So I know this sounds silly, but it is true. People are so innately curious. I will never forget over a decade ago when I was blogging as a wedding photographer, I hid behind my work. I was like, surely people only care about the pretty images I take. And I did this poll on Twitter back when I used Twitter. And I asked people like, what kind of posts do you read the most? And without question, 90% of the people said, we come to your blog to learn about you. Like we love your work, but we want to hear more about you. And I remember being so like frustrated because I was like, I don't want to be front and center. Like, I don't want to show up that way. But people are so curious. And there is something to be said about when people connect with you and your heart and your values and your mission, they connect so much deeper to your product, your service, or your offer. There's a deeper why that is there. And so people want to know about you. They want to know what you ate for breakfast or what time of day you got up or where those jeans are from. They want to know. And so my challenge for you is to consistently show just 1 minute of your day. That's 60 seconds. That could be 4 15-second Instagram stories. It could be one reel. It could be just a glimpse, a glimmer into your life. Something awesome happens when you start sharing your life more for the fun of it. You get more comfortable. As you get more comfortable sharing this organic content that is literally just to share your life, you start to feel more confident when it comes time to sell. So many people listening to this podcast would raise their hand if I said, who hates selling? Like it's something that a lot of us struggle with. And so if you get into that rhythm of sharing your life on a daily basis, it one, helps people stay connected beyond what it is that you're selling, but two, it helps boost your confidence when it comes time to make a sale. You can set boundaries around what you are willing to share and what you are choosing to keep private. I want to say, like, this is not an invitation to air your dirty laundry on the internet. It could be, but I would say set boundaries of like these things or places or people are off limits. I don't want to share them online. This has nothing to do with my work, but I want for you to help think of what would allow people to visualize you doing the work or why you do the work or why you love the work or where do you work. When you see where someone lives or where they work, you can start to envision their life there. Their words or stories will mean so much more to you because you're more connected to it. Have you ever had that? And this happens to me all the time. Like I love going to my friends' houses because then all of a sudden when they send me a text like, oh my gosh, the kids were going crazy today. We barely got out the door in time for school. I can literally picture them running through their house or making eggs in their kitchen. Like I love being able to place people into their lives. And I think that's something that we don't do enough as entrepreneurs is let people into our lives. Like I want people to envision the couch that I sit on when I'm working or the office that I'm in while I'm recording. Because as they're listening, it's a much richer experience. You feel much more connected. And so let people into 1 minute of your day. It gets so much easier as you get into your groove. You'll find yourself just like snapping little things, you making your coffee or doing your workout or what you've got on your agenda for the day or you doing the actual work. And I think that it'll help you to start feeling more confident showing up and also to start seeing what people want to know more of from you. It allows you to give this personality to your work, which is the difference between a brand and a business. I talk about this all the time on the show.
A business is a product, a service, or an offer. A true brand is the personality behind those offers. And so letting people into your life and shooting that type of content allows you to build that personality behind what it is that you sell. This is so powerful because if 5 years from now you want to pivot or you don't want to be doing what you're doing today in 6 months, it allows you to have a true personality that people are willing to follow when you pivot. Okay, number four is this: repurposing your content. Now, this is not like some brand new strategy, but it is something that we have been far more intentional with lately. Are you getting enough out of the content that you are already creating? Chances are that is a big fat no. There are so many missed opportunities that we are all guilty of. And I say all because I'm including myself in this. We have to start thinking in a different way. We can't create content that lives and dies and only serves on one platform. It is not an efficient use of our time. Again, so many of us became entrepreneurs because we wanted to do the thing that we love, not create content around the thing that we love, right? Those are things that can get really tricky for us. I actually have an entire course about content creation. It is called The Content Lab. This course teaches you how to take one piece of content, create it purposefully, and then repurpose it 10 different ways to get mileage out of it for 30 days and beyond. I am so passionate about creating intentionally so that your content has a longer shelf life in this world where things live and die within a few hours because of the algorithms. If you can hear it in my voice, you can hear that I am super passionate about creators creating more intentionally, because let's be honest, we do not have all the hours in the day that we need to always be creating. And too many entrepreneurs are on this hamster wheel where they are just churning out content, but they're not actually thinking, okay, what results is this content getting me? Or how can I use this content in other places or on other platforms? They're not tying their content to tangible results. So many entrepreneurs fall prey to this where they're looking at the vanity metrics, but they're not actually asking themselves, okay, the amount of time that I just spent on this post, how is it tangibly connected to a real and measurable and specific result? And so I want for you to change how you're thinking about that. And I also want for you to start going into the creation process, thinking about how can I repurpose this thing that I'm going to spend time on so that it not only gets results today where I publish it, but it gets results tomorrow and the week after that and the week after that. So here are some ways that you can actually do this. So you can repurpose a blog post and break it up, one single blog post, into five different Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn posts. So if you start writing in a different way, I teach this inside of my program, but if you think of like an old school 5-paragraph essay, each paragraph has a main point or an idea. You can use that copy that you're creating for a blog post and you could break it up into 5 different posts. You could take your Instagram reel and very quickly post it to TikTok or YouTube Shorts. You could use it for a paid ad or a pin on Pinterest. You can upload videos on Pinterest in case you didn't know that. And so thinking through, okay, I'm creating this piece of content. Where else can it be used? How can I leverage this one piece of content in other places? And that's like a super easy way. That really requires minimal extra work. If you're creating an Instagram reel, get it onto other platforms. You can also write a long Instagram caption and you can create a carousel out of that caption for a later post. So let's say you create a reel, you have a really strong caption with a hook, people are really enjoying that content. You can then take that caption that did really well, break it up into a carousel and reshare that content in a totally new way with a new medium. You could also take a longer Instagram caption and you could break it up and use it for threads or as a tweet. You could also use that copy in a Pinterest description or in your email newsletter or beyond. Now, the goal here is to think thoughtfully before you create something and ask yourself, where can I use this? How will I go about getting the most mileage out of this piece of content? And is there anything specific I should be thinking of as I go into the creation process before I create it? Thinking about different platforms, what works better? Is there a different angle? Is there something you should be thoughtful with before? I think a lot of times when people think about repurposing their content, it is after the fact. And so there are missed opportunities for one piece of content to be shared multiple different ways. So think about it before you go into creation. And this is going to allow you to get more lifespan out of your your content and just create from a very different place. You're also going to enjoy content creation more because you're starting to see like, oh, wow, this one thing is actually five things. And these five things are actually driving results. And those results are showing up in my bank account or my sales or my subscribers. And so it makes content creation a lot more fun and a lot less work. We are doing this very actively right now and more intentionally with the podcast. And one thing that I'm doing right now, if you're just listening to the show, you wouldn't know it, but we are starting to record video content. Now, I've had my show for like 7 years and I used to record it in my car. I also recorded it in a tiny closet. This is the first time in my life that I have an actual office where I can record in. And so I am finally ready to say, okay, I'm ready to be on video. I feel more confident about that. And I want to use this video for Instagram Reels and I want to use it on YouTube and I want to use it on YouTube Shorts. And I am able to now take this one piece of content that I was going to be recording anyways and splice and dice it and use it in many different places and many different platforms. So this is something we're actively working on as well. So I just want to encourage you to get the most out of your content by figuring out how you can basically post it everywhere and get the most life out of it. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Okay, the fifth marketing strategy I want you to try before the end of the year is getting more user-generated content, or UGC. So what this means is basically getting past clients or current customers to create video content about their experience with you. This is a very easy and effective way to get content that you can share online. Because let's be honest, sometimes it is really hard for us to talk about ourselves and our products. Like, we feel like we do it till we're blue in the face. But why not take the opportunity to invite people that are loyal customers that love what we do and ask them to do the talking for us? Not only are they going to give a different angle, they're going to give a new face to the brand. They're going to give a new message. They might talk about our product in a different way. They might have a different end result. And so this is something that I think is really powerful. If you go on to TikTok right now, or even onto Instagram, you're going to see so many brands posting customers' videos. They're showing that third-party validation for their product. I see it all the time with like skincare products or makeup, where it's like someone is showing their routine integrating products and that company is using that content. And honestly, I usually buy more based off of those experiences than say the founder talking about why they created what they did. This is an area that we are focusing on majorly because we get so many testimonials for my programs and we've never had a very solid system in collection. What does this look like? How are we making sure that these testimonials are curated in the way that the person intends them? We love hearing from our students. And so I want to create a process so that every time someone sends me a DM or an email and they're like, oh my gosh, your course changed my life, we have a system in place that says, awesome. Like, would you be willing to share more about your experience? Would you be willing to offer us feedback? Is there anything we could do to make your experience better? Tell me about the results you're getting. And so we've had these different testimonial processes, but I want to like dial it in because there is something so powerful about hearing other people talk about your products where you can learn, okay, oh, maybe this is a language you're using, or, oh, wow, they got this end result. That wasn't my intent, but this is amazing. And hearing their own results. I mean, not only does it inspire you as a creator or an entrepreneur, but it also allows other people to do the talking for you, which I think is so powerful. So here are some ways that you can kind of start to gather that feedback. So you could use a branded hashtag to make it really easy for customers to tag their posts that are related to your product or your business and encourage people to use those hashtags. So lately, I've ordered a few products. And inside the packaging, they will say like, share what you're doing with this and have a specific hashtag or say to tag them. You can also reward loyal customers for creating and sharing content about your business in the form of discounts, exclusive access, special recognition. I've had a few recent purchases where I continue to get emails of like, give us a rating, like tell us about your experience. And so they have this follow-up system once someone has received and enjoyed their product to leave that review that then they can get in further touch and say like, hey, would you be willing to do a video or would you want to partner or collaborate? You can also do a follow-up survey after your customer has had a chance to enjoy it to get that feedback. So again, just like a simple rating system, like here are 5 stars. How likely are you to recommend this product to a friend or what was your total experience? And then you can follow up with those outliers. So those 5 stars, ask them if they'd be willing to write a testimonial. Those 1 stars, ask them what you can do better. And I think this is a really simple thing that can be automated, but become a part of your process so that you're not only getting those testimonials and feedback that you can use across social platforms, on sales pages, in your product descriptions, but that you're also kind of tracking and gauging the interest in how your audience is really feeling after they make that purchase. One other thing that we've been doing is I personally will reach out to students as I'm watching them be successful, find success. And I'll just say like, hey, I see you. You're doing the work. Would you be willing to get on the phone with our course creator, project manager, and have a conversation with her? Like, I would love to just hear what we can do better or what your results have been like. And so being the CEO or the founder and specifically reaching out to people that are using and enjoying your product, I think can go a very long way. And one final thing I want to note is I want for you to be super transparent about how you are going to use their content. So whether it's, you know, an image and their testimonial or a video, you want to be very clear. This is what our intention is in using this. Do you approve of this? Because you don't want to like blast their story onto your Instagram and they had no idea that's where it's going to go. So make sure you're clear. This is our intent in collecting this. Do you feel comfortable with that? And make sure that you have everything approved so that they're like, yeah, that's awesome. Use it to share. And one other tip is when you collect testimonials and things, like I always love to try to send traffic to my students. So like, go check them out, go check out the podcast they built, go look at their Pinterest profile and follow along. And so it helps kind of give them that incentive of like, oh wow, like I can also get exposed to audiences. This is both valuable for me as well as the creator. And pro tip, this should go without saying, but anytime someone sends you or tags you in a post or a DM or an Instagram story, please reach out. repost it, celebrate them, give that exposure to them, and just let them know that you saw that. I think it's a really great way to encourage it. Here's your call to action right now. I love when I see where you are when you tune into this podcast. Just like I was talking about earlier about posting 60 seconds of your day, I love envisioning you listening to this very show. So your call to action today is to get on to Instagram stories. I'm going to help you with your 60 seconds a day. And I want for you to post where you are listening when you tune in so that I can start to envision you in your life as a listener. So there you have it. 5 marketing strategies you need to try before 2023 ends. Like I said, it cannot hurt for you to experiment with these strategies. You are not going to know until you try. This way, you can decide if this is something that you want to continue implementing and what you want to change as you enter in the new year. Like, let's start off January 1st feeling confident in our strategy, not trying everything new and having our lives blow up all at once and then all of a sudden we're right back where we were. Let's set ourselves up for success as we enter into the new year. The best way to do that is to start taking action now. I am so excited to be cheering you on every single step of the way. So again, DM me the word chat to learn about chat funnels. If you don't have an email list yet, go to listbuildchallenge.com so that you can start growing your email list and sending weekly newsletters. Test out sharing just 60 seconds of your life every day. Repurpose your content and enter your content creation more strategically. And lastly, create a process around how you will get in touch with past clients and customers in order to provide you with testimonials and user-generated content that you can use on your platforms. I stand by all of these strategies. These are strategies we are currently doing or implementing in our business. So get to it, friend. And of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Goal Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to goaldiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Goal Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at goaldiggerpodcast.com.